Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says the following: Kol ha-yotze min ha-eitz ein boi mishum sholosh ha-sholosh. That means anything that comes from a tree, it does not have a din of beged. We know a beged, something called tumas negoyim. Parsha we're going to start now. Tazriya Metzora. Tumas negoyim. There's nigger batim, there's nigger begodim. So usually a beged is mekabel tuma as tumas negoyim, or there's another tuma called tumas maga. If a sheretz or a mace touches a beged, also it becomes tumas maga. But tumas negoyim and tumas maga, applies by begodim. Masha einkein, a beged that's made out of material, so to speak, that comes from an eitz, does not have the din of tumas negoyim. So kol ha-yotzei min ha-eitz ein boi mishum sholosh ha-sholosh. Sholosh ha-sholosh is the din of tumas begodim. The minimal amount that's considered a beged is gimel etzbois al gimel etzbois. Aniyim, for them, a patch of gimel etzbois is something very, very choshev. Ashirim, they need gimel tfachim al gimel tfachim. But the minimal amount of a shem beged is gimel al gimel etzbois. So if it's yotzei min ha-eitz, it doesn't have a din of tumas negoyim. So number one, it doesn't have a din of tumas negoyim. Umesachim boi. And likewise, it's totally zebezeh. Since it doesn't have a din, kabbalah's tuma, so you can be mesach with it. Because schach has to be gidulei karka, right? It has to be bigor chom yikvecho mikvecho, psalis goyim v'yekev. So gidulei karka kosher for schach, only because it's not mekabal tuma. Because if it would be mekabal tuma, then it's a shame kli. It's not mekabal tuma. Then if it's mekabal tuma, then it won't be good for schach. So it's totally zebezeh. Kol yotzim and eitzim b'shum sholosh ha-sholosh doesn't have a din of tumas negoyim u'mesachim boy, and you could use it for schach. Chutz b'pishton. There's an exception to the rule. There's an exception to the rule that pishton is yotzim and eitz. Yotzim and eitz, so then it should be good for schach. Correct, flax. But since it's yotzim and eitz, so it should be good for schach. But since we're going to learn soon that pishton is a special din that it is mekabel tuma, so me'le vayti can't use it for schach. Since it's goy lekabel tuma, so it's not goy for schach either. You learn soon from the psukim the shame beged by pishton, semen pishton. Zogt Rashi, let's see Rashi. Ein b'mishum sholosh ha-sholosh lekabel tuma begimel etzbois. Kol yoytzim min ha-eitz kamoi. What's yoytzim min ha-eitz? What kind of beged is yoytzim min ha-eitz? Zogt Rashi kamoi kanvus v'tzemeh gefen. Katan comes from a tree. So there's a bush, it comes from Yotzim and Eitz. So Mela, that would not be Mekabel Tuma. Doesn't have Dim of Gimel HaGimel, that type of beged. And likewise, since not Mekabel Tuma, and it's Yotzim and Eitz, Mesachim boy. Sukkah, hoil vein Mekabel Tuma. They ain't Mesachim edova Mekabel Tuma, ki diafinim Mesach HaSukkah, mi gonach mikvecho. Chutz bi Pishtun is an exception. The afin lekamon di iki Eitz, Pishtun is called an Eitz. Why? Because it grows from an Eitz. Umekabel tumas negoyim. But it is mekabel tumas negoyim. Afilu unin sheboy kilekamon hilkechem esachim beunon. So that's why you can't use the unin for schach. It's totally zebezeh. Because it is mekabel tuma. Zok di gemara omer abaya. Daf chovov omer deiz. Reb Shimon ben Elazar. We just finished saying now this was Reb Shimon ben Elazar's statement. Reb Shimon ben Elazar v'tanet v'Reb Shmuel. Omer dov rechod. Abaya says Reb Shimon ben Elazar's Memra is the same Yisoid as Reb Shmuel's Memra. Reb Shimon ben Elazar hoda amoron. Tonit v'Reb Shmuel, mahi? What's Tonit v'Reb Shmuel's Memra? The Tonit v'Reb Shmuel, hoil v'nemra begodim b'teira stam. It says in the Torah, begodim stam. For instance, Zog Rashi, kegoin. We know begodim by tzitzis, but there's begodim written many other places. Kegoin. B'tum ashrotzim, b'tum asmeis, tichsiv. B'tum ashrotzim, oi beged, oi or. Uvemeis v'chol beged v'chol kli or v'chem b'shich vazera v'chol beged v'chol or ashiyolo shich vazera uvetzitzis. That's the one we're familiar with. Usually, al kafe bigdeim, we say it by kriyashma. So it says begodim stam. It never says what the beged is made out of. Uporad l'chol akosu be'echod mehen, and one of them the Torah specifies what the beged is referring to. Zogt Rashi betumas negoyim kol al tchila v'yachach porad. It says, "Vahabeged ki yaboy negat zoraz." By tumas begodim, it says, "When a beged has negat zoraz," it doesn't say what kind of beged. That's a klal. And then it says, "Bebeged semer or bebeged pishtim." So it says afterwards clearly what kind of begad we're referring to. Prat. So once you have a klal and then a prat, af kol begadim has tumim, all begadim that the Torah does not specify what they're referring to, yalfin b'mametzinu, du b'ninav, de'ene ela tzemer upishtim. Tzemer upishtim is only, that's only that it's considered a begad. If it's not tzemer upishtim, you can have the nicest material in the world. It's nishken begad. Shem begadim. As says Dr. Rebbe Shmuel, the Torah learns from a mametzinu, from a b'ninav, from the fact that it says by parod b'echad mehem. Zog the Gemara again, Tonit Rebbe Shmuel, Holy Vinam Begodim B'Teir Stam. Upot Rakoz B'Echad Men, Tzemer Upishtim, Mala Halon Tzemer Upishtim, Av Kol Tzemer Upishtim. Meaning, not just Yoytze Min Ha'Eitz is not a Kabbal Tuma, Tonit Rebbe Shmuel is saying, but any Beged that's not Tzemer Upishtim is not a Kabbal Tuma. We said that Yoytze Min Ha'Eitz is not a Kabbal Tuma. He says, no, by Tumas Negoyim, the Kabbalah's Tumah of Tumas Negoyim, it's only Tzemer Upishtim. Why does it say Yoytze Min Ha'Eitz? Yoytze Min Ha'Eitz is because that's the din of Mesachin. The reason why he said the Loshon of Yoytze Min Ha'Eitz is because there's another din that he mentioned. He wanted to say, Legabe Din in Tzrach, that you could be Mesachich. But the Etzem Legabe, the Kabbalah's Tumas Negoyim, it's only Tzemer Upishtim. Zog the Gemara, Rav Omar, Shloisha, Shloisha B'Shah B'Godim Ikub Benayu. Abaye said that Tonet Rebbe Shmuel and Rebbe Tonet Rebbe Shmuel and the Pshir Elazar Omer Dover Echad. So Zogt Rove, no, there is enough community between them. Shloisha al Shloisha B'Shah B'Godim Ikub Benayu. If you have Gimel Tvachim al Gimel Tvachim, not Gimel Etzbois. Shloisha is a lotion of Tvachim. So Shloisha al Shloisha Tvachim. By other begodim, not Tzemer Upishtim, is an afkamini between them. Why? Reb Shimon ben Elazar islay. Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds of the din of Shloisha Shloisha B'Shah Begodim would be Mekabel Tuma. The chshivas that it got, because it's Shloisha Shloisha Tvachim, Zog Drashi, Reb Shimon ben Elazar islay. Why? The behed yetana ain't by mishum sholosh ha-sholosh. He says it doesn't have a din of sholosh ha-sholosh. I mean, it doesn't have a din of gimel its boys. Avo shloish ha-sholosh, the chozi af la-shirim, which is roi even for ha-shirim, betama. So it is betama. Meaning, I was medayik. Reb Shimon Lozer was medayik. He said, gimel ha-gimel its boys it doesn't have. But gimel tfachim, the next stage, something that's roi for ha-shirim, that it does have. Where? By shah begodim. Since we learn from Negoyim Echteisa this Tuma, Dilo Yalav Negoyim Echteisa Lechalik Bein Pishn L'Shaminim. The only reason why Mechalik Bein Pishn L'Shaminim is from Negoyim, well, by Negoyim we know that there's no such thing Echteisa that it's Mekabel Tuma by Shah Begodim if it's Gimel Al Gimel Tvachim. But the Rav wants to say that's an Afkamina. The Reb Shimon Loza Islay LeTanit Reb Shmuel Leslay. Tanit Reb Shmuel does not hold of Shloisha Al Shloisha. Now, we see there's a special chashivas vaistoyes by Shloisha al Shloisha, because it's Roy Chozi Lashirim. There's a machlekes Rambam Ravid, if a person is machshiv, a beged, less than Gimel Gimel Etz Bois. We know the minimal is Gimel Etz Bois, it's Chozi Lashirim. Let's say I take something that's less than Gimel Etz Bois. It's 2x2 Etz Bois, I'm machshiv it. I use it as a patch. So does that now have a din of Tumas Degoyim? The Rambam says it doesn't, and the Ravid argues and says it does. The Chaim in Stanzas explains the Yisrael Machlokes is that the Rambam learned that it's a din in Shiurim. And since it's lacking the Shiur, so it's not going to be Nechshav a Beged. Doesn't work. The Rambam learns a din in Shiurim. It's not the Shiur of Gimel Etz Bois. The minimal has to be Chozel Aniyim, Gimel Etz Bois, or Gimel Etz Bois. Beis Etz Bois is not going to make the cut. It's a Shiur. Mashenka the Ravid learned that it's a din in Chshivas. And now that I am being Machshiv, 2 Etz Bois, so then it would work. I usually, Aniyim is only Gimel Etz Bois, that's by usual. But if you have someone that is Machshev a patch of Beis Etz Bois, then it would also be Mekabel Tumah. So it's a Din Chashivas, the stomatic Chashivas is Gimel. But if a person is Machshev Beis, that would work. It will end up being a personal type of Shir, correct? And we don't say Batla Daita. Is it a Din in Shiurim or is it a Din in Chashivas? Zog the Gemara. The Kuli Alma Mias. Everyone agrees, we have a machlokes by Shloisha Shloisha, B'Shar B'Godim. Not Tzemer Upishtim, if it's 3 Tvachim. But everyone agrees, the Kuli Alma Mias, Sholosh HaSholosh B'Tzemer Upishtim, Mitame B'Negoyim, Minolon. Everyone agrees that Gimel Gimel Etz Bois. by Tzema or Pishtis, Metame by Negoyim, Menolim, from where do we know this? What's the Makar? So the Pnei Shur, Bavon's over here right away, and he says that all other Shurim that we find in Shas, for instance, Dalal al Dalet for a sack, or the din of Gimel of Medris, that we know because Shiurin is Aloch Lamesh Misinai. So we won't ask Menolon on Loch Lamesh Misinai. The reason why we ask over here Menolon is because here we're talking about a shame beged, Le'inyan Negoyim, Le'inyan Shrotzim. What's called a shame beged? So over here there's a din of a shame beged, it's something that's Chazil Aniyim. And Gimel Tvachim is Chazil Ashirim. Meaning, here we're not discussing the Aloch Lamesh Misinai that we find by Tumas Medris or Tumas Sak with a Shiyu in Aloch Lamesh Misinai. Here we're asking Menolon that something is dependent on a shame beged and it fluctuates between Aniyim and Ashirim. Zog mo de Tanya beged, ain't ele beged. De Tanya beged. It says by Negoyim, beged. So if we just say beged, so a beged sholem, a ganze cloak, can't have a partial cloak. Ain't ele beged is mekabel tumas Negoyim. Sholosh al sholosh minayim. How do you know? Even Gimelets boys. Talmud loyma, veha beged. It's an extra vov. So again, Sai Abaya and Sai Rava, they both agree, according to this Tanoim, that what? That Gimel al Gimel, that's boys, is Mekabal Tumas the Goyim. From where do we know so? Zok to Gemara, state Beged. So Beged, ain't the yellow what? A ganze Beged. How do you know Gimel as boys? Veha Beged, the extra Vov. Frek to Gemara, Mechetes, you're Marbe Gimel as boys? Vehem the Rabbe Shloish al Shloisho. Maybe it's coming to be Marbe 3 al 3 Tvachim. Why go so low all the way down to the Gimelets boys if you're being married from an extra vav? For that you don't need a ribuy of a vav. That you know from a kabel chomer. Why? Hashto shesi ve'erev metame. If you have thread that is shesi ve'erev, thread that goes on the spinning, you have horizontal and you have vertical threads. So madach shesi ve'erev, which is not an orig, which is not woven together yet as a beged. It's just a shesi threads and the Erev threads that are going in different directions are metame from the pasuk oibishsiyah be'erev. Loisha shloishim iboya. So it's a kavu chomer. If shesi be'erev, which is not a beged, is metame from the pasuk oibishsiyah be'erev. So then kol shekain shloisha shloisha tvachem a beged is metame. You don't need a vav for that to be marbed that. So fact the gemara oibizoy. Why do you need a vav to be marbed gimel? Gimel etz boys. Hiachi sholosh al sholosh nami leisi b'kavu chomer. Learn from the same kavu chomer. Madach shesi ve'erev, which is not an orig, is metame. So gimel etz boys is for sure metame. Elo zogt gemara shloisha shloisha. The reason why it's metame is the chazu bein lashirim bein laniim. It's roy for everyone. For ashirim and aniim. So osi b'kavu chomer that you tackle learn from a kavu chomer shesi ve'erev. But sholosh al sholosh laniim u'dechazian. Sholosh al sholosh etz boys. It's not roy for everyone. It's only roy for aniim. So lashirim loy chazian, so loy osi b'kavu chomer. You can learn it from the kavu chomer from shesi ve'erev. So you have to learn it from the extra vav of our beged. Zog the gemara, time of the kasvei kro. It's only because that you have a posuk, meaning it's extra vav of our beged. That's why it's metame gimel al gimel et boys. Haloy kasvei kro. If not for the extra vav of our beged. You would not know from a kavu chomer, and that's how we said that lekuli alma bein labaya bein lerova, according to everyone, according to this tanoim, gimel agimel et boys is metame tumas negoyim, nigei begodim. Frek di gemara. Now you tell me you have a ribuy of a vav that's marba gimel agimel et boys, ve'emel rabbis shloisha shloisha bishar begodim. You're right. Shloisha shloisha tzema upishtim. You learned the kavu chomer from shesi ve'erev. The Torah says tzema upishtim. But what about other begodim? There's other types of begodim, not made from tzema upishtim. So maybe shloisha shloisha is nizrabe from the vav of a habeged in shar begodim. That is metametum is the goyim. Ve'em el rabbe shloisha shloisha b'shar begodim. Omakos shteden posig nit. Shteden posig beged tzema upishtim. Beged tzema upishtim in vidachin aloi. So we know clearly that it's only marba. That you know from the kavu chomer from shesi ve'erev. V'hai ribuya l'shloish al shloisha also l'shar begodim. And you would not know shloish al shloisha b'tzemer upishtim. Why being ma'arbeh shloish shloish b'sem pishtim? Maybe it's shloish shloish b'sha begodim. Why is the kalvach choyme, I mean, from shloish shloish b'sem pishtim, maybe it's shah begodim? Zog di gemara. No, it says in posuk, bege tzem u'pishtim in, midi achin eloi. Zog di rashi, oma kove, bege tzemer. Prat acha klal. Klal, lemeima, da filu godl. Even if it's shloish 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 atvachim. De shaminim loy mitam benegoyim. Is that mitam benegoyim? Frag di gemara. Ve eimo. Meaning, ki emayit misholosh asholosh. When a shah begodim nismayit, because it says in the Torah, tzem u'pishtim, lafuki other begodim. What's that referring to? Ve'eim ki emayet legabe what misholosh al sholosh legabe the din of gimel etzbois al gimel etzbois. That's when shah begodim are nismayet, when it's only gimel etzbois. Because it says tzemer pishtim lafuki shah begodim. That's on the shear of gimel etzbois. Avo shloisha shloisha mitame, but maybe shloisha shloime shloisha tefachim would be mitame b'shah begodim. Zog drashi ve'eim ki emayet shah begodim. When it then is mayet, because the word tzemer u'pishtim misholosh asholosh for the din of its boys. The betzemer u'pishtim osi b'kal v'choymer mishesi ve'erev. Meaning sholosh asholosh by tzemer u'pishtim mitakelim from a kal v'choymer mishesi ve'erev. Avo shloish asholosh mitame mi'vribui da beged. Mashen shloish asholosh tefachim is mitame from the extra ribui va beged. So zok di gemara ve'eim ki emayit misholosh asholosh from three it's boys, but shli tvachim is taka mitama. Zok di gemara trei mi'ute ksiva. There are twice that it says emiyit, where it's coming to tell me dafke tzemer u'pishtim and not other begodim. Trei mi'ute ksiva. Number one, it says beged tzemer or beged pishtim. Zok Rashi, what are the two mi'utim? Trei zimne ksiv beged tzemer u'pishtim. Zoish teres nega atzuras. And the original posik va beget kia boy negat zras beget semer ibe beget pishtim. So that's why it's coming to be my two things. Zogmo trei miyutik siva beget semer ibe beget pishtim. Chad emutim misholosh al sholosh. The word that it's memayitit from sholosh al sholosh. The meaning shar begodim do not have a din of gimel al gimel etz boys. Chad emutim misholosh al sholosh. That shah begodim do not have a din of shloisha al shloisha tvachim. Now this kavuchoymer that we learn from shesi ve'erev, which is not orig, which is not woven, but it's merely horizontal and vertical threads. So kol shekein a beged that's going to be, we want to say either shloisha al shloisha or shalosh al shalosh. So this kavuchoymer zok toisus teim aliri in dibam maskal hashe shesi ve'erev bil mahorat nan befer kud alat negoyim. The whole thing that Shesi Ve'er is mitama is only after you know the parsha of Orig, of a woven beged. So hind that you're goofy learning out from a kavul choymer that Orig is mitama, you won't know Shesi yet. How could you learn shloisha tvachim from a kavachim from shesi ve'erev if shesi ve'erev gufa you don't know that it's metam until after this din of orig that you have to be able to be orig harbe? So Teis says two terutzim. One Teis says v'tirutz ri that the shas held the svara that orig shloisha shloisha when you have something woven gimel al gimel tvachim is odiv mishesi ve'erev. Even if it's kedela orig by elef al elef, meaning the fact that it's a woven beged is always better than any shesiv erev, and that's the kavul choymer because it's for sure better. It's orig, even if the shesiv erev was able to spin 1,000 by 1,000 size beged, but lemaisa is not woven, so that's why it's a kavul choymer. Ulurash benir in second teretz says that avada by a beged you can mechalik in shiurim because a beged is mafir a beged sholim. And that's chazil aniim, chazil ashirim, gimel al gimel etz boys, gimel al gimel tvachim. But by shesi ve'erev, the shear is totally in svara. What I want to utilize this thread for, the shesi ve'erev, the horizontal and vertical thread, what do I want to use it for? So then it's chazil even for ashirin, for gimel etz boys, because they could be mitzdar for a small patch for a beged godel. Osher has a beged godel, he still wants to have the shesi ve'erev to utilize for a small little hole and make it a small little patch. So memela, it would be negeya even if the din of shesi ve'erev would be negeya is totally in svara, and we would know that misvara that it's mitama even for something that's chazil tzrufe for the fact that it's a
even a shear of Gimel Etzboit, that's mitzdarf to shear Godel.
We'll stop over here, four lines from the bottom. The next sugi, but the Gemara asks, Ula Rove de Omar, that shloisha al shloisha b'shar b'godim ikabin ayu, so how do we takano shloisha al shloisha b'shar b'godim?